10 minutes after 4 Central African time on this beautiful, mashallah, cold Saturday morning here in Johannesburg. Well, today is the 10th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Well, from Potgietersrus, how we say it, from Makopani, our beloved Ustad from there. Now, I see this morning he is in Polokwane. According to Haji Abu Yusuf, he says it's Petersburg. Let's welcome him early this morning, mashallah, Saturday morning, Ustad. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verse number 75. Almighty Allah Jalla wala informs us, وَلَوْ رَحِبْنَاهُمْ, and even if we have to have mercy on them, on these people who are the non-Muslims, who are sane, who are mature, so let's say we have mercy on them. وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِمْ مِنْ دُرٍ, and we remove all the distress, the calamity, the punishments, chastisements from them. So what will they do? Instead of being grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah, this will be their response and their reaction. We can see that clearly today, 8 billion people approximately on this earth, and more than 6 billion are involved in what Almighty Allah is informing us. لَلَجُّوا فِي تُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ, meaning that they will continue and persist blindfoldly and following blindly the herd mentality. فِي تُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ, in their rebelliousness and disobedience. So why is this human being? One side, he is the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. And then on the other side, he's so rebellious to his creator. Almighty Allah blessed us with everything, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our intelligence, our intellect. Almighty Allah juxtaposes this and compares this, that you see the horse is so loyal to his master and owner, or manager, he just has a stable, he has fodder, he has water. And Almighty Allah speaks of this in chapter 100, verses 1 to 5. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعَا فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعَا. This horse will always advance against the enemy. It will not retreat. And how dare you touch my benefactor, my manager, my owner. That is Almighty Allah praising loyalty of the horse. Now me and you, Hazrat Insan, this masterpiece of Almighty Allah, Allah complains of me and you. Chapter 100, verses 6, 7, and 8. Inna al-insana li-rabbihi lakanud. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful, very, very unthankful to Almighty Allah. Does he know about it? وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. He bears testimony to it. The more Allah gave us, millions, millions, billions, trillions, the more rebellious we become. If very few will still remain thankful and grateful, but we speak of majority. So the sickness, illness is ingratitude, unthankfulness. What is the cause and the reason for it? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Verily, the human being is madly, intensely in love with this world of ease. His heart becomes saturated with this world and even forgets his creator. That is where human being is today. Let us take you around for the world news, what is happening, and you should know this weekend and study it. One, we go to the apartheid, rogue Nazi terrorist regime of Israel. So they have the elections, BB, Benjamin Netanyahu, and his cronies won. Let me tell you of one of the people who joined this coalition. His name is Itamar Ben-Gvir. Now listen about him. It was on the 16th of Ramadan, mid-Ramadan, our fasting month in 1994. A Jewish terrorist, Zionist extremist in Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, Baruch Goldstein, Israeli-American came whilst our brothers were performing Salat there in Masjid Ibrahim Khalil in the mosque during the fasting month, Fajr time, early morning. With his Uzi, he mowed down, murdered and martyred 29 of our brothers whilst they were praying. This Baruch Goldstein, the mass murderer, the mass terrorist, the mass Zionist, and this character, Itamar Ben-Gvir, that in his house he has a big photo and snap of his hanging up, because he and Baruch Goldstein, the terrorist Zionists, were the best of friends and belonged to the same party. That is his mentality. The more and more Palestinians you shoot and kill, remember you're doing us a favor. His policy is this and is documented. And he said any one of them who is not loyal to the state of Israel, meaning the rogue apartheid Nazi regime, they must be expelled and stripped of their citizenship and their rights and kicked out from Israel. So these are the type of people you're going to find now in the new government. He might even get a ministerial post. Remember that they might be giving him the post of Minister of Information. So you can see that what, if imagine an Arab country or Muslim country had somebody like this, then the world media will be climbing down that there's a terrorist in your party, in your ministers and so forth. But because Israel, the rogue apartheid, Judaism is their religion, you know, so we must deal with them with kid gloves. Nay, we will expose them. He is a lawyer, and remember, whenever the Jutlas are in trouble, the settlers, he's the first one, I'll defend you. There were 50 charges against him of incitement and hatred. 12 he was found guilty on. And remember that for Jutlas to be found guilty of charges in current Israel is something. So that tells you about this person here, what crazy loonies they have in the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. So we make it clear to the world and to Israel and BB, we will settle it our way. One settler, one bullet will settle many issues. We go to Putin. Putin got them properly. He's putting them in their place. So now 4.5 million people there in Ukraine, no lights, no electricity. So NATO says we will not allow Putin to freeze and make the people starve there in Ukraine. We will help them and assist them. A lot of this is just politicking. They know they're in deep trouble in their own countries. So how long they're going to continue helping Ukraine? Already thousands of people are evacuated from Ukraine to Russia. So Putin got all the Trump cards, and he knows that Biden is half asleep. He has to worry about the midterm elections for Tuesday coming, and he's going to lose that. And once they lose that, the Republicans are going to impeach him. And Trump is the main man nowadays. Trump says, I'm going again. And I'm telling you, I'm going to stand for election in 2024. Very, very sure about it, he seems. 90%, you can say. So that is where Trump stands. Let's go to Richie Rich. You know Richie Rich. Rishi Sunak, the Indian guy. So what he says, so he plays a cheap trick. He's closing down some Chinese companies because he told said, and China is the biggest threat. He doesn't know when the Chinese come after him, you won't see the next Diwali, you know. So anyway, remember, Rishi, you're digging your own grave with your cheap politics. You must remember that. Then we must remember we go to Iran. So Biden said that we want a regime change there. But he didn't spell it out in those words there. He said that the Iranian people will be bringing about change in few days, meaning that we will assist them. So the Iranian shot back and said, you know what we can do. Your ally, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, this one, that one, we can finish them up in 1 week. And it's the truth. You must remember that these clowns, these Arab states, you know, the Murtad traitors to Islam, and the Shias also are kuffar, non-Muslims, Iranian. So remember that this is a big war, saber rattling going amongst them. Bahrain hosted the Pope, that they consider to be a great honor for them. So because they also non-Muslim, the leadership. So remember that sellouts. Come to our beloved country, South Africa. And what do we see in South Africa? Patrice. Patrice is, you must remember, going to be the president of the ANC. It seems, according to the media reports, once he becomes the president of ANC, then when the elections come, he will become the president of the country. So it will still be a family affair, Cyril and, you know, Patrice, a brother-in-law. So therefore, you must remember, the circus continues in South Africa. South Africa only wants money. Nigalomali, Baba. Nigalomali. So now they're going to meet there for COP, you know, there in Egypt, in Cairo. So South Africa told the world international community, we need more money. We need more money to fight the climate change. So if somebody just has to ask them what you did with that 500 billion for the COVID and Corona and all that, what happened to all that money? So they say, hiya, Azi. We don't know. So remember, the world knows when they give South Africa, the money will go inside some potholes and in some other people's pockets where there are no holes. So may Almighty Allah have mercy on us and our beloved country. May Almighty Allah decimate and destroy the Jutlas and Allah Ta'ala protect Masjidul Aqsa and the Haramain Sharifain. And in India as well, remember that the apartheid regime of Modi and the BJP, if there's guidance for them, then alhamdulillah. Otherwise, they must also lose the elections and then justice can prevail, inshallah.
I see Brother Mason. He says that, AK, I wait for your program, for your show every morning. And thereafter, I take a nap. So his question this morning is, Ustad Mason, Putin will fall soon. But shouldn't we be worried about war hawks taking power after him? Mason, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Thank you very much, Nathan. You are a Jew and you wait for our program. I feel really honored. And then you go for a nap. So maybe you see AK in your dream also. I don't know whether you see AK or you see AK-47. You know, the Jutlas, they like their rifles, you know. So I'll come back to you just now. 1 minute, I beg your indulgence, my brother Nathan. I want to just inform you of yesterday and today's happenings. Yesterday we were there in Makupani, Port Fitzroy. So mashallah, we went to the graveyard cemetery as well. We had Jummah prayer there. And my brother Munir, Nur Muhammad Moti, his family, mashallah, his brother Nur Muhammad, they took great, great care of me. And Allah Ta'ala reward them. Amen. So I want to tell you one statistic which 90% of the Muslims don't know in South Africa. One of the oldest Eidgah, you know, where we perform our Eid Salat. So is there in Potis, is there in Makupani, 85, 90 years. Remember, they have that Eidgah, designated Eidgah. So you have the masjid, the mosque, you have the madrasa, the seminary, you have the Eidgah, and you have the graveyard. So we visited all that yesterday with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. Then I came here to Polokwane, mashallah, Ma'atahir Basra was here, my brother Abdul Shakur, Abdul Muttalib Shakur, my cousin. So I spent the night here with him, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala grant his father-in-law complete shifa. And all those who are ill and sick, some Desai people also sick there in Durban. Allah Jalla Allah grant them shifa kamil. Nevertheless, then last night we had a wonderful program here in Masjid al-Firdaus, 1.5 hour, 8:30 I started. and then 9:30 finish, and then we had Q&A, mashallah, lively. So very good crowd. Allah Jalla Wala reward all the trustees, all the imams, and all the musallis also. So today we will go, inshallah, for Fajr, and thereafter we'll give them advices, and then Nashta, and then Rasta. We'll have breakfast, and then our return journey will start. Today our program will be in Nilestrom, inshallah, after Zohar, and inshallah, then we will come home. So that is our program. Now, Nathan, we come back to you. You say Putin will lose. Remember, if Allah wants, then he will lose. But if we take the prima facie evidence, we look at what is happening. He's holding all the trump cards. Your G7, your NATO, your Europe, your America. America says we're giving $400 million aid now to Ukraine. For America is what? They just keep on printing paper. That's all it is. So you must remember this. He is shaking the whole of America. And once Biden and his Democrats lose, you must remember the House of Representatives in the midterm elections, so they become weaker, Putin becomes stronger, so he just has to continue with this war for another 3-4 months. America flat, Israel flat, Europe flat, and Ukraine history, so that, and they deserve it. All of them were plotting and planning against Russia and Putin, and they wanted to fragment Russia. So Russia sent them a message from Russia with love, you see. And that is what has happened. So you need to know properly, Nathan. I think you should listen to the program, for the next 15, 20 minutes. Then you go for a nap. You will either see Putin or either see AK in your dream.
From Russia with love. Who's that? A listener says, please ask Mufti Saab if it's permissible to read the Quran for the deceased. Ustad.
100% is permissible. The hadith is mentioned, I give you the rawi, the reporter's name, the narrator's name, Ma'qil bin Yasar, radiallahu an sahabi. He says, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Yasin limautakum, read Surah Yasin for your deceased. This hadith is mentioned in Mustad Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, 3 different muhaddisin and scholars of hadith who compiled the tradition, sayings, teaching, preaching of the master, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said so. According to A'imma Arba'a, the fatwa, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's, all say is permissible. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah is the big sheikh of the Salafis. His celebrated student is Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. In his work entitled Kitab al-Ruh, the book regarding the souls and the spirits which I have, on page 17, he writes and narrates the story. One day Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah went to the cemetery graveyard, and he saw a person reciting Surah Yasin, chapter 36, comprising 83 verses. He told him, don't read. So that person responded and said, this is the hadith. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal asked him, did you hear it yourself? He said, yes. He said, carry on, go read. It's only today's Salafis, these guys who study there in Mecca, Medina, Riyadh, and some Arab countries, they say you can't read. We reject what they say, and we challenge all these Salafis. Why can't you speak one word against Murtad bin Shaitan? You must listen to the translation of the khutbah sermon yesterday of Sudais. What a disgrace it was. He says they have a hukuma, and that is very, very government. The government is very, very good, doing a magnificent job, and so forth and so on. You don't allow people to make tawaf at the bottom. People are 18, 90 years old, the men. So what must they do? So we tell them, wear your ihram and just go. You don't have to listen to this Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, who's not a Muslim. He's a traitor to Islam and Muslims. He's bootlicking the Israelis and Americans and so forth. So therefore, there's no ta'ah, there's no obedience to such people. And he, Sudais, is saying, no, you must follow the rulers and so forth. So remember, they know that once this king dies, Murtad bin Shaitan, Murtad, that MBS father, then there's going to be a civil war there in Saudi Arabia. The Al-Saud, the Saud family are fragmented. the opposition. Some are inside the country, some are outside the country, and the true ulama, thousands of them and other pious people are languishing in jail and so forth. The puppets are outside collecting money and so forth, and their votary supporters, real scholars for dollars, collecting money from the Saudi regime. They can't make one statement against MBS. Shame on you for selling your soul to the devil and to the dollar.
Ya Allah. Somebody says, Ustad, that at least the Al-Jama'ah made a powerful statement regarding the Muslim dislike of the LGBTQ lifestyle within the constitution. We should commend them, Ustad.
Remember that if Al-Jama'ah wants, you must remember to get points from the Muslim community, then they must make a true stance. Where do they stand on the Shia issue? Shias are 100% kuffars. You must remember this. Anybody who swears and curses Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, today is Saturday. During the course of this week, I sent you, and I sent it to thousands of people, what that non-Muslim Shia says. He's making a person a Shia, and then he tells him, Ashhadu, repeat after me, I bear witness, Anna Aba Bakrin, wa Umar, wa Usman, wa Aisha, wa Hafsa, finnar. You must say that Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Aisha, Hafsa, we say, radiallahu anhu majma'in, the greatest of people and sahaba, after the prophets and messengers, peace be upon him, this kafir, non-Muslim Shia, says that they are in Jahannam and the hellfire, al-iyazu billah, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So Jama'ah, their leadership went there to Iran, and remember during Rabiul Awwal and so forth. So they got no credibility, Jama'ah, as far as we are concerned, and therefore the Majlisul Ulama has taken out a statement against them and so forth. Not, you don't have to be in parliament or a political party. Every Muslim knows, you must remember that LGBT is something haram, and whether a person is gay or lesbian or queer or what, and promoting, justifying it is out of the fold of Islam. So they're not doing anything good in that field there. Even non-Muslims know about it. So any religious party, remember, will condemn it. They, if you want, you Al-Jama'ah, now I'm addressing you directly. If you want, really, that the Muslims must have confidence in you, then you must remember that you must say, repeat now after me, and release a statement. That is our challenge to the Maulvis who are sitting on the fence. Once you sit on the fence, you are guilty of committing a major offense. That you must say loudly, boldly, clearly, Shias are kuffar. You see, Imran Khan, he was shot. And one of them who was shot passed away. So he made a statement. He said, I know who the people are. And the name was mentioned of Shabbaz Sharif and the imported government, Choroki Hukumat, the government of thugs and crooks and everything. Imran made it very clear. And he said, I got my inside intelligence and sources. They were behind my attempted assassination. So I'm telling you as a brother to you, the Jama'ah party, that you don't even have any much credibility. If somebody asks me, must they vote for Jama'ah? I'll say, never. You must never vote for you. Don't understand. So then they'll ask me, why? I'll say that they have not made clear their stance vis-a-vis the Shias. When you make that clear, then we will say that, yes, now we go through your manifesto, we go through your policies. But if your starting point is this, you want to sit on the fence regarding the Shias, then I don't know where you are currently, but I know you are still not given a public statement that Shias are kuffar and out of the fold of Islam. So that is what we are appealing to you, the brothers, sisters, and the officials of Jama'ah.
Ustad, I've got Brother Jeremy. He says he would like to reply to the question that Brother Nathan posed to you. So he says, AK, why is no air force involved in the Russia-Ukraine fight? Your answer, please. Ustad, Jeremy.
Remember that all, I don't know, my brother, that if you were following this war, so now which month we are in? We are in November, right? When did this invasion start? And for all of you, men, women, adult, and children, if you want to understand the conflict there, Russia and Ukraine. So, and you want to apply a perfect analogy, then take Israel is Russia, and Ukraine is Palestine, Palestine is Ukraine, then you will understand the real dynamics and so forth. Who are the war criminals? Who are the people invading? And who are the real terrorists and so forth? But we still support Putin. He's a harami, a big harami, but we need haramis to sort out the other harami and so forth. So you, my brother, I don't know if you remember, it was which day? February 24th. When Russia invaded, you must remember, Ukraine. Imran Khan, Prime Minister of Pakistan at that time, was still there in Moscow, and there in the Kremlin and so forth. Nevertheless, let's fast forward. In 1 week, in 1 month, he already defeated the Ukrainian Air Force, and they were finished. So they had to get all outside. Israel sort of refused, and other some countries refused as well. But they got few, but they can never take on Russia, remember, with air power and so forth. They know they will be defeated. Yes, they tried that with the Afghanis, there with our Taliban, and without one plane also, Taliban defeated them. 48 countries. What a shame and disgrace for America and their coalition forces. So if you're going to take on Russia, you must remember, you'll never win with air power. He has the best, he has the greatest amount of nuclear, he has the best amount of submarines and so forth. So everything is pointing in the great victory for Putin, and he's got his Muslim army with him. One side the Chechens and one side the Afghans. So they are all fighting for him, and they say we want to fix up these Americans and the allied forces and their allies and coalition. What they did to our country, how they raped our country, how they plundered and looted our country. So now it's payback time, brother.
I see Jeremy says time will say, AK. Remember that. Jeremy was not.
Jeremy Jutla, JJ. What you say, Jeremy, my Jutla? So you must remember that you are a cursed nation. Repeat with me. That you must remember, you're not a chosen nation, you are a cursed nation. I told you that, right? Second one is this, you will never find peace. You will always be punished. Surah 7, verse 167, Allah Ta'ala says, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. You can't be such a foolish person, Jeremy. You're supposed to be intelligent. BB went through the back door. That these guys, Itamar Bin Gvir and them, go read their history. They were a banned party. So he, Netanyahu, cut a deal with them and said, we will remove the ban from you when he was prime minister, and you come in and call yourself the power party. And then me and you will join the forces, we make coalition, your benefit will be, you will come into the Knesset, my benefit will be that the corruption charges, the criminal charges against me, all will fall away. So that is the cheap politics of the cursed nation of Israel. You can't be such an idiot, Jeremy, that you just have a blind allegiance to Israel. You saw in United Nations. Didn't you see what happened in United Nations? Every country voted against America's embargo against Cuba. In the entire world, only one country supported them. Who? Your rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime of Israel. Besides that, every country supported the and condemned, remember, America, and two countries abstained. One was Brazil, because now the new government, Lula, must still establish himself and so forth, and he's 100% pro-Palestine, and Ukraine. Ukraine has to support America because the money and that is coming from there. What a disgrace for America, the super terrorist, and the illegitimate son, Israel, the B. So you must remember, you got it at the United Nations. What more you want? You're disgraced and you're hated by the international community as well. Last question.
I've got a Sister Leila Ustad. She wants to know that, can a lady wear facial cream? Sister Leila Ustad.
Remember, my Sister Leila, in your house, then, for example, you adorn yourself, beautify yourself, and so forth. So all that is permissible, encouraged, and so forth. When you, my sister Leila, the last time you told me that your name was Linda, you speak Zulu, and you are not Muslim, then we made you a Muslim with Allah Ta'ala's help, Alhamdulillah. And I think you told us you're still single. Now let's say you get married, so mashallah, to a Muslim person, good, pious person, you beautify, adorn yourself for him, very good, and read, ya wadudu, abundantly, O Allah, create love between you and your spouse. So that is what will encourage. But when you speak of going outside, and then beautifying and putting all your makeup and so forth, so go and read Surah 33, verse 33, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. You women, you must stay glued to your homes. If you have to go outside, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. You can't be exposing your beauty as is to do in the time of paganism, pre-Islamic times. He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَى. When a woman leaves an emergence of a home, when she emerges from her home, وَيَا مُتَعَتِّرَى, and she applied all this makeup and so forth, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, and she passed the man could see her, she could see the man and so forth, فَيَا زَانِيَا, she is like an adulteress. May Almighty Allah protect us all. Inshallah, Aziz, today between 2 and 3 will be the youth program with Brother Uwaisi, and between 6 and 8 will be the Naat Kirat with our Brother Suleiman Esop. Barakallahu fi. Assalamu alaikum. Quickly.
Sister Leila says, you get me a priest like you for marriage, I will wait. I am 29 years of age. Leila, Ustad.
We don't have priesthood in Islam. We have scholars in Islam. So I will speak to my student Musa. Musa, there he is there, mashallah, Musa Piri. He's there in that Kwamashu area. So I will tell him, not him, because he got a wife. I don't want him to become second wife. So we'll speak to our Sheikh Musa Piri, and we'll arrange somebody for you, inshallah. You make dua, my sister Leila. Right, barakallahu fiqh, salamu alaikum.